Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president has indicated, and I certainly agree, that getting the cost of living down should be a number one economic priority.
Easter is this weekend, and many Americans will spend an average of close to $200 per person for the holiday.
We're canceling it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are taking the next step forward in our ongoing efforts to make our subways even safer.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train.
And ensure New Yorkers feel safer.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
We'll be publishing the impact and use policy for electromagnetic weapons detection systems.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right here.
It's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We just introduced our latest cheap bastard deal for the Nauset Beach Inn in East Orleans, the only public lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. While supplies last, you can get a gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn valued at $200 for just $100. You can use it anytime, whether it's off-season, which is now, and in the spring, or whether it's in the summer. You can also use the $200 gift certificates that you can get for $100 for any time of the year. And we have an unsolicited caller who wanted to talk about how great the Nauset Beach Inn is. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie, longtime listener since 93, and obviously I've heard the ad for years. Last Thursday and Friday, my wife had a very special birthday, and we went down, stayed in the Sunrise Cottage, and our adult children came down and got regular rooms, and we just had a fantastic time. We had a place to sit in the cottage and watch the basketball games. Dave, the owner, came by the first afternoon we were there, wanted to make sure we knew how to operate the fireplace and the heat, gave us dinner recommendations, and it just exceeded our expectations. All of us were looking forward to going back, and I just ordered another cheap bastard deal a few minutes ago. So,
that's great.
Chime in and say it exceeded what we expected.
Thank you, Jeff. We really appreciate the call, and Dave's a great guy, isn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, it felt like we were a guest in his house, more like we were at an Airbnb than a hotel or an inn. It was just fantastic.
Well, listen, thanks. I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad it was a fun occasion for everybody concerned, and I'm glad you got some of the cheap bastard deals for today. And again, we have some left for the Nauset Beach Inn. These are $200 gift certificates for just $100, and you can use them at any time, even at the height of the season. And you can get a few and get a really good deal on a room. $200 gift certificates for $100. Go to HowieCarshow.com. HowieCarshow.com and click on store. 844-500-4242. So Donald Trump was at the wake this afternoon on Long Island, Massapequa, for slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. He left behind a widow and a young toddler. And he was 31 years old, 3 years on the job, and he was slain by these terrible, terrible people. Let me just read you a little something about them. Guy Rivera, that's the guy who's charged with shooting him, previously spent 10 years in prison on various charges. This is Newsday, Channel 11, including assault, drug convictions, and hate crime charges. The driver, that's a guy named Jones, has more than 20 priors, including a gun charge from April 2023, according to Mayor Eric Adams. And so this is what Trump had to say outside the funeral home where the wake was taking place this afternoon. Cut 16. You have it? Cut 16.
What happened is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
Yeah, so he's not mentioning Biden or the Democrats, or he's just playing it right down the middle, handling it very well. And we have one more cut from President Trump, cut 17.
They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was...
I think that's the same one. I think that's the same cut we had. I thought we had another one, but maybe not. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Sources say that the police believe that the men were looking to rob a T-Mobile store in the area where the shooting happened. They were just, getting ready to go in. And that's when they were stopped in a bus stop. They were in a gray SUV. When Diller told Rivera, that's the shooter, to step out of the vehicle, Rivera then allegedly fired the gun, hitting the cop below his bulletproof vest. He also tried to shoot the other officer, Sasha Rosen, but the gun jammed. Diller's partner, Rosen, shot Rivera in the back before the injured Diller grabbed Rivera's car. It was they've got video of this. It's pretty horrifying video. And it's just outrageous. And again, these guys shouldn't have been outside. They shouldn't have been in the on the street. None of these people should be. And instead, they're trying to lock up Donald Trump on these nonsense charges. And meanwhile, the Democrat honchos are not going to the wake. They were told not to go to the wake by the NYPD union. But they're having a swell time this evening at Radio City Music Hall, Midtown. They're gonna raise $25 million for Brandon. It's an extra $100,000 if you want your picture taken by Annie Leibovitz, the Rolling Stone photographer, with Brandon Clinton and Barack Obama, and this grieving family. You know, it's not they're not, I don't think they're invited to Radio City Music Hall for the festivities this evening. 844-500-4242-508. Trump called him a thug. MSNBC will not be happy. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, when I was a kid, my cousin Bruce was murdered, so I have absolutely zero regard for criminals like this. But, you know, we have to change the argument. We shouldn't call it a death penalty. And since the liberals are so much into abortion, we just call it a retroactive abortion. These criminals should just be put down.
Yeah, but, you know, when was the last time a criminal was executed in New York State? I remember in the 90s, they actually passed a death penalty briefly when there was a Republican governor, maybe Pataki. And the Democrat DAs in the counties where the actual murders were taking place, like the Bronx, refused to ask for the death penalty against their fellow Democrats. So I can't even remember the last time anyone was executed in New York. I haven't been alive since anyone was executed in Massachusetts. The last execution in Massachusetts was at the old Charlestown prison, and I can't remember when that was open. It was I think it closed before I was born. And there were 24 executions last year in the U.S. I just read that, but I don't recall too many of them. Very few of them, as a matter of fact. 844-500-4242. 802, and the dirtbag who shot Diller, Rivera, was holding a shiv in an orifice. That seems very normal. Yeah, that is true. That's definitely, I read that in several accounts of what's going on. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Allergy season is just getting started, and if you struggle with allergies, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We know the Thunderstorm is great for removing unwanted odors, but it also helps to cut down on those seasonal irritants as well. One user writes, quote, I bought the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems and he says the air smells cleaner. It is a great product for the price, unquote. And speaking of price, right now you can buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier and get a second unit for free. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO to take advantage of the Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO deal. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The Thunderstorm can handle pet, kitchen, and tobacco odors or that damp smell lingering in the basement, as well as filtering out seasonal allergens from your house, office, or car. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier has received thousands of five-star reviews. Be the next satisfied customer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO for the Thunderstorm BOGO deal. Hurry, these BOGO deals don't last long. I'm Howie Carr.
Got a great cop story? Email it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com and listen to Police Blotter Facts Friday every Friday at 5:30. Your story could win you a great prize from the Howie Carr Show store.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Sam Bankman-Fried just got 25 years in federal prison for stealing $8 billion. How would you describe that sentence? Too harsh, about right, or should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got, life?
Actually, he got 150 years. But that's life, right? That's life. That's what all the people say. So I think he should have gotten life.
84% say life, 14% say it's about right, 2% say it's too harsh.
All right. 774 says BPD officer Rose's killer recently arrested for the third time since his release from jail. I saw that. There was a story last weekend in the New York Post, even before Officer Diller was killed in cold blood by these thugs in Queens, and Since the last 5 years or so, 41 cop killers have been released in New York State. 41 murderers, or, you know, maybe not convicted of murder, but they killed cops and they've been released. It's ridiculous. And someone says technically you can, they still have the death penalty in New York. Yeah, technically, but they don't use it. I don't even think anybody has tried to seek a death sentence, and not since I can remember. It's been at least 10 or 15 years. 844-500-4242. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Howie, the New York, there's no justice in New York. You look, even if these monsters that murdered Officer Diller get the death penalty, life sentence, right now in New York, they're in the process of releasing these two murderous monsters, the Gemini twins. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They were part of Roy DeMeo's crew. He was
yeah. Oh, I did read that.
Family.
Yeah, Roy DeMeo was this guy. He was like he killed like dozens and dozens of people.
Over 120 people, and they were from Massapequa. In fact, I'm from Massapequa. That's where I grew up. And those guys, they were involved in over 120 murders and dismemberments at this Gemini Club in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They were sentenced to life in 1980s, and now they're getting out. I'm 60. They're only like 9, 10 years older than me, 70 years old.
Right.
So how is that a life sentence? Where is their justice for the people that they killed?
No, it's not. And they have pictures. I saw the, you know, I read the Post every day, and I saw pictures of these guys when they were kids walking with Roy DeMeo. And he was a vicious, vicious hitman. He worked with the Westies too in Manhattan, the Irish gang, and he did hits for the mafia too. And then he started killing his own crew members, James. I mean, that's what happens with serial killers. You know, they start killing people far away, and then as time goes on, they just start killing people closer and closer to them. Yeah, I agree. Why are these people being let out of prison?
And that's important to remember, they're serial killers. They could be standing next to you in Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow morning. I don't want that, man.
Right. That's why I was used to call, they used to call mobster Whitey Bulger. I called him a serial killer. That's what he was. Once you start, you can't stop. There was a guy named Pee Wee that killed a lot of people in South Carolina, and he used to say, I'd be okay for a while, and then I'd get the feeling, and have to start killing people again. They said Whitey used to kill people, and then he'd go lie down, like he was exhausted, like it was almost a sexual thing. The people in the gang, Weeks and Flemmy, said this. You know, they're just sick. Bad. They should never let those guys out. I'd forgotten about those guys, the Gemini Twins. Gemini meaning that was the name of the club in Brooklyn. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, if 41 cop killers were released, the only conclusion you can draw is that whoever released them wants them out there killing cops again. Just like if illegal immigrants are swarming over the border and killing Americans, the only conclusion you can draw is that's what is the desired result. So I guess the battle lines are pretty much drawn, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You want to hear another sad story here about an illegal alien? It's in the Federalist. I put it in Howie's homework today. Alex, this is Midland, Texas. Alex Wise Jr. would have turned 11 years old in May, but he won't be at his birthday party this year. He was killed by an illegal alien. He was crossing the street after school. And he was run over by a drunk Mexican, Rogelio Ortiz Olivas, a 50-year-old Mexican who recrossed Joe Biden's open border. He'd been deported at least five times. He was intoxicated at the time of the crash. He fled the scene, the illegal alien did, after killing the young American, but was later arrested after an officer at a traffic stop noticed his damaged truck hood bearing, quote, the impression of a skull. The impression of a skull. Shouldn't have been in the United States of America. His mother said her son's death could have been prevented if the United States had a better deportation and enforcement and border security. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Nothing can take away the pain his mother feels when she wakes up early to take her son to school, only to remember he's not there. It's been hard trying to get used to him not being here. It's been really, really difficult. And again, there's no need for it. There was no need for any of this. There's no need for this kid, Alex Wise Jr., to be dead. He was killed by a drunk, illegal alien from Mexico who had been deported five times. And they let him back into the country. Biden and the Democrats let this guy back into the country because it's part of the fundamental transformation of America. 844-500-4242. 912. We used the death penalty here in Georgia last week. Lake and Riley's killer would be a good follow-up. Yeah, in about 30 years, even in a state like Georgia that uses the death penalty, it takes 25, 30 years, doesn't it, in most cases? I'm Howie Cohen.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The texter says, I could hear it on DNC, MSDNC right now. If only the NYPD had sent a social worker. Yeah, there was another vicious slaying in New York City on Monday. Today's Thursday. This was Monday. Officer Diller was slain in Queens and in East Harlem, Manhattan. A guy just randomly pushed a commuter onto the train tracks. He had a troubled past. And this is on East 125th Street in Lexington Ave. He had a troubled past, including a history of mental illness and a lengthy rap sheet. And he ran into Yankee Stadium and said he wanted to watch a game, and there was no game going on. And they got the list of all of his crimes here. And he was speaking incoherently when he ran past security at Yankee Stadium. He has bipolar disorder and is off his medication. He's been arrested for shoplifting and burglary.
Does he have anhedonia?
You know what? He probably does. They just haven't thought of that yet, maybe. Including on September 30th when he was allegedly busted rifling through items in an office at the Aqueduct racetrack. An officer confronted him. This is the guy who threw somebody in front of a train in East Harlem. Confronted him and spray-painted him, but that didn't stop McPherson from allegedly heading up to the roof, jumping down to the lower roof, and injuring his right leg, possibly breaking it. Earlier that month, September, he allegedly lifted his sweater and flashed an imitation gun in the elevator in a Brooklyn Macy's. He allegedly snatched $100, this is in the same month, from a business in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. In June, he was nabbed for allegedly shoplifting nearly $1,300 worth of items from King's Plaza Shopping Center. So this is what Adams said, Mayor Adams, again, a Democrat. Six cops, platform, token booth, they were present. But when you're dealing with a severe mental health crisis, how about a severe criminal justice crisis? Or if you want to participate in criminal behavior, this is the mayor, we have now reached a point where there's those that are so emboldened that they can keep doing their actions that the uniform no longer means anything. Bad guys no longer fear the police, the mayor said. They're emboldened to do whatever they want. Do you bear any slight responsibility for this, mayor? Does your party bear a much greater responsibility for this? This emboldened criminal behavior. Now there's a guy dead. It's a tough way to go when it's by violence. But being thrown in front of a subway train, the train tried to stop, but the guy, apparently, according to witnesses, this mentally disturbed bipolar disorder victim off his meds timed it perfectly, so the guy had no choice. 508, someone with a troubled past jumps in front of a train. Psychopath pushes someone else in front of a train. Very good, 508. I agree. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, what I really worry about is we can both agree that Biden is by far the worst president this country's ever seen. You agree?
Yes, I agree.
So with that in mind, how the heck, I know there's a lot of TDS, I get all that, Trump derangement syndrome, but to be within just a few points in polling, it's astonishing to me, blows my mind, and it just makes me think, that unless the guy grows horns out of his head, if he can do anything, if he has a D next to his name, they're gonna vote for him regardless.
I agree, and you know, I've gotten a couple of texts today saying make me feel better. You know, the polls are tightening. But you know, you got to remember that the poll that's being cited by state-run media is Bloomberg. Bloomberg is not legit, and don't put too much trust in the polls. I mean, I don't talk too much about the polls when Trump's up or now when there's been a little bit of slippage. I don't know the answer, Mike, but all I know is that on the individual issues here, he's ahead on all of the significant issues. Because, I mean, how could you do anything with Biden? I mean, there's another poll out today. It's not a poll about the here it is. More than half of the people in this poll, this is from Breitbart, say they are actively struggling in Biden's economy, struggling. Respondents, this is McLaughlin and Associates, gave Biden, respondents gave him a negative job rating, 56% to 42% who approve. I agree, though, Mike. I mean, how can 42% of the people in the United States approve of the job that Biden's doing?
Like I say, if the guy sprouted horns, it wouldn't totally shock me if he still receives some of the vote because he has a D next to his name, you know?
Yeah.
So, I say we're in rough shape if that's how...
I know. On the other hand, you know, in 1980, Carter, who was a disastrously bad president, and, you know, his inflation numbers, his misery index, they were the same as Biden's, although Biden's have been massaged by the new standards where they take out food and fuel. And he was ahead until the last days in the polls, Mike. You know, and then people just said, "I can't take anymore." And you know, again, it's a different electorate. You've imported millions of people from the third world who, you know, a majority of whom are on welfare and light government dependence. Sadly, so I don't know if we'll be able to pull it out again. I certainly hope so. 781 says the polls are fuzzy. Our fuzzy math. Yes, they are fuzzy math. Peggy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, how are you, Howie? I'm first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just got out of work, and I hear my brother's name on the radio like I just heard a few days ago how it was on the news after 31 years. They have to stop throwing these criminals out in the street. This criminal that killed my brother... Before that, he murdered a pregnant woman, a clerk at a variety store. He murdered this woman, and he got 5 years in jail. 5 years. He got out of jail not shortly after that. He was arrested for stealing a TV from a VA. He was in Area A where my brother was on the desk, asked for a phone call. My brother gave him one. Worst time of his life. As he, this guy got a first phone call, didn't get through, so my brother gave him a second. But at that first phone call, he noticed that garage door in that police station was open, and that he was attempting an escape. He ran. My brother ran after him. Another cop ran in front of him. My brother landed underneath this piece of, you know what, and got his gun and shot him to death. This man got out again with a 30-year sentence. He got out in 15 years. They put him in a town that was near me, and I told them they have to get him out of there because if I see him on the street, I don't know what to do. So they got him into Rhode Island, and sure enough, he steals again. Tried to run down two police officers. He was in jail again, got out, and look what happens again. This man is a man waiting to shoot and kill somebody.
Do you get to testify at his next court appearance and just sort of? I mean, they know they have the record in front of them. Do you get to remind them in person?
Well, I would love to be able to go. I know the last time he was on trial in Rhode Island, the Boston police got a bus and they went out there. I know my brother Tommy, his son now is a sergeant on the police force, and they're talking about getting something together. And this is insane. I mean, I watched those police officers in New York get jumped and they slapped their hand and let them out. I mean, this is completely insane for our justice system, letting these people out anytime they feel like it. What is wrong with the whole goddamn government?
Do you want to talk to the Herald, Peggy, and tell the Herald about what the family feels about this? Have you spoken to anybody in the press?
I did. Fox 25 called me up. I didn't want to go on TV, but I did give them a statement. My niece, my brother's daughter, gave them a statement. Herald had a big part in it and putting it in the papers on the Herald. I think the Globe did too. But you know, no matter what we say, and we've said plenty over the years, I mean, 31 years later, it's still, I have to see my poor brother's name. It breaks my niece's and nephew's heart. They miss my youngest niece. She was 5 years old when my brother died. She has struggles with remembering him. And all these people, the cops, that Mike and Weymouth that died, I knew him. He'll probably get out.
It took two trials to convict him.
Yes. And he murdered that woman because she saw it. That was not an accident. He murdered both of them.
She was standing at her window, and he just fired through and
killed
her.
Absolutely.
With the cop's gun, Chesna's gun.
Chesna's gun, yep. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
And the only reason, Chesna tried to give him a break. By not shooting him, Chesna could be alive today if he hadn't exhibited restraint in not shooting at him when the guy picked up the rock.
I remember when Chesna went in the service. I told him be careful when he came home. I asked him what you want to do. He said he wanted to be a cop. I said, God, please watch your back no matter what. And look what happened to him. This is just tearing people apart. This stupid government—they got to get Biden the hell out of office. They're going to get Trump in there, and people are so stupid that they go by what the local news tells you because they're gagged. It's just disgusting what's happening to my country.
I don't understand why the judges have problems sentencing these people to a lot of time, including SBF today, Sam Bankman-Fried. Why would the judge only give him 25 years when he stole $8 billion? I mean, you know, he didn't kill anybody per se, but he ruined a lot of lives. He ruined lives.
Of course he did. And probably some people commit suicide over that kind of stuff. This guy ruined everybody. The judges are under these judges. I don't trust these judges.
Yeah.
Whoever appoints them, it's all political. This country
it's the governors that appoint them, and they give money to the governors, and then the governors appoint them, like Healy appointed her former girlfriend.
It's all about the money. They're all making money.
$207,000 a year judges get in Massachusetts. $207,000, and they work 35 weeks a year. That's a part-time job, in my opinion.
Exactly, and so isn't the colleges. I mean, they're just raping the citizens of this country. They've got these illegals coming in. God knows what they're planning. I mean, it's a wonder people are suspicious. But the stupid, I have to say stupid, Democrats who have their head in the sand because you got to weigh both sides.
Yeah. Peggy, thank you. Thanks for the call. You're a great caller, and call again, please. And I'm sorry about your brother. Obviously, it's horrible, and the fact that this guy killed two people, gets out, and now he tried to kill some more cops down in Rhode Island, among other crimes. It's outrageous. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's Howie Carr.
Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Do you remember I gave you the Black Dawn stick a few years back? Remember when you were doing a little research there on Eddie Connors and the rest of the gang there in the
Villa Rosa? Oh, right. Right, the bulldog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Well, that's what happened to me 3 months ago. I'm home at the house, not far from where we met, and it's 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon, and I'm sick as a dog with the flu or COVID or whatever you want to call it. And my girlfriend starts screaming, somebody's trying to break into the house. Somebody's trying to break into the house. 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon now. I get up, run upstairs, go to the front door. This guy screws. He goes up the driveway. I ran back to the house and out to the driveway. And he runs out the driveway when he sees me, jumps into a white car and takes a hike. All right? So, lo and behold, I had the Ring camera in the front of the house, and it catches the license plate to the car.
Yeah.
So I go on the phone right away to QPD, call them, and hats off to Quincy Police Department. The detectives had him within 2 hours. But this guy had previously, before we got to my house, and why he picked my house, I have no idea, robbed somebody at Stop and Shop on Newport Ave, and then got into an Uber, decided to try and break into my house, and when he was confronted, got into the Uber and screwed. All right? So they grabbed this guy on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and they arrest him. They hold him there till Monday morning. He gets the case continued, out on bail on personal recognizance. This guy came from Everything Free in America and just did 8 years in Walpole for manslaughter, which means it was probably murder too, and he plea bargained it down. So then he was supposed to show up in court, signed all the witness impact statements and all that, never showed up. The chase is on now.
Thank you, Mike Morrissey, the district attorney of Norfolk County. Another sparkling moment in his criminal justice career, Mike.
Well, I can't say anything bad there because they were very good at dealing with this guy, but I just can't.
But they let him go. I mean, I think what they do in Quincy, especially the DAs. Oh, it's those judges. Those judges let him go. But you know, I mean, couldn't they have put? I mean, the guy. It's not so much that he broke into your house, but he's a guy who did 8 years in Walpole for manslaughter, and then he gets out and he's robbing places.
And numerous assault and batteries. I couldn't believe it. You know.
What nation was he from? What nation was he from, Mike?
It begins with a P and then ends with an R. The one-star state off the coast.
P, it begins with a P? Puerto Rico. Okay. So he isn't he's an American, basically, then. He's an American. Okay, I got it. All right. 844. He's not from Massachusetts, let's put it that way. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We don't have time to give a fair shot to anybody who's left on the line right now. 844-500-4242. We still have a few Nauset Beach Inn cheap bastard deals left. It's a $200 gift certificate for $100. You can use these anytime, including in the summer season. $200 for $100. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. I'm Howie Carr.